Gulliver's Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World by Jonathan Swift, D.D. Part I. A Voyage to Lilliput. Chapter 1. The author gives some account of himself and family. His first inducements to travel. He is shipwrecked and swims for his life. Gets safe on shore in the country of Lilliput. Is made a prisoner and carried up the country. My father had a small estate in Nottinghamshire. I was the third of five sons. He sent me to Emmanuel College in Cambridge at 14 years old, where I resided 3 years, and applied myself close to my studies. But the charge of maintaining me, although I had a very scanty allowance, being too great for a narrow fortune, I was bound apprentice to Mr. James Bates, an eminent surgeon in London, with whom I continued 4 years. My father now and then sending me small sums of money, I laid them out in learning navigation and other parts of the mathematics, useful to those who intend to travel, as I always believed it would be. Sometime or other, my fortune to do. When I left Mr. Bates, I went down to my father, where, by the assistance of him and my Uncle John, and some other relations, I got £40, and a promise of £30 a year to maintain me at Leyden. There I studied physic 2 years and 7 months, knowing it would be useful in long voyages. An Nurin Gant Fuehau. Soon after my return from Leyden, I was recommended by my good master.